With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A breakthrough of sorts in the standoff between Israel and Hamas in the form of a four-day ceasefire that is about to kick in, even though that's happening a little later than it was originally planned, according to correspondent Karen Chamis.
An Israeli official said the ceasefire and swap will not take place until Friday, a day later than originally planned. The diplomatic breakthrough will also allow for much-needed aid to enter into Gaza, which has endured weeks of Israeli bombardment. It will also provide relief for families in Israel, fearful for the fate of their loved ones taken captive during Hamas's October 7th attack that triggered the war.
That is Karen Chamis reporting. The FBI has ended its investigation of a fiery car wreck that killed two people at a border checkpoint in Niagara Falls after finding no evidence, they now say, that it involved a terrorist attack. The FBI's decision late last night ended a tense period of high alert as Americans headed into the Thanksgiving holiday. Beloved cartoon characters like Snoopy and SpongeBob SquarePants took to the skies above New York City in the annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, marking its 97th year today. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has been accused in a legal filing of sexually assaulting another worker 30 years ago.
A legal summons alleges the plaintiff was sexually assaulted in 1993 when they and Eric Adams, the current New York mayor and former police captain, both worked for the city. The filing at the state Supreme Court in Manhattan seeks a trial and $5 million in relief. New York's Adult Survivors Act, which expires on Friday, has offered a temporary window for alleged victims of sexual offenses to press charges after the statute of limitations has lapsed. In a statement, a City Hall spokesman said, the mayor does not know who this person is. If they ever met, he doesn't recall it, and he denies any such claim. Adams has also been dogged by an FBI investigation into his 2021 campaign. I'm Jennifer King.
This is SRN News. Female athletes going on strike.
They are fighting back against transgenderism in the most fundamental way they can, by refusing to compete against men. A growing number of female boxers and martial artists have refused to take fights against men who are living as women. In England, a female soccer player was injured by a male opponent, prompting other women's teams to refuse to play until the male player quit, which he did. Some sports governing bodies are also taking action now. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Men will not be allowed to compete in international women's cricket. Officials with the International Cricket Council are imposing new gender eligibility regulations to protect the integrity of women's cricket and the safety of the players. Under the rules, men who are living as women and have undergone male puberty will not be eligible to compete in the international women's game. The ICC adds that the regulations will apply no matter what surgeries the men may have had. This is SRN News. A five-year-old girl recovering from stab wounds after somebody went on an attack in Dublin.
Preliminary indications are that a male attacked a number of people on Parnell Square East.
That is Irish National Police spokesman Liam Garrity, who says the investigation is underway. An anti-Islam populist who surged to a huge election victory in the Netherlands says he's ready to join the next Dutch coalition government.
Dutch politician Geert Wilders got a standing ovation when he met his lawmakers at the Parliament building. With nearly all votes counted, Wilders' party was forecast to win more than double the 17 the party secured in the last election. Can you imagine it? 37 seats, he said to cheers. Wilders' election programme included calls for a referendum on the Netherlands leaving the European Union.
And that report from correspondent Karen Chamis. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.